The unicorn stood still at the edge of the forest and said aloud, "I am the only unicorn there is?" They were the first words she had spoken, even to herself, in more than 100 years. "That can't be," she thought. She had never minded being alone, never seeing another unicorn, because she had always known that there were others like her in the world, and a unicorn needs no more than that for company. If all the others were gone, I'd be gone too. Nothing can happen to them that does not happen to me. Her own voice frightened her and made her want to be running. She moved along the dark paths of her forest, swift and shining, aware of everything around her, from the weeds that brushed her ankles to insect-quick flickers of blue and silver as the wind lifted the leaves. Oh, I could never leave this. Not if I really were the only unicorn in the world. I know how to live here. I know how everything smells and tastes and is. What could I ever search for in the world except this again? But when she stopped running and at last stood still, she wondered, but suppose they are hiding together somewhere far away? What if they are hiding and waiting for me? From that first moment of doubt, there was no peace for her. She trotted up and down beside her pool, restless and unhappy. Unicorns are not meant to make choices. She said no and yes and no again, day and night. I will not go. Because men have seen no unicorns for a while does not mean they have all vanished. Even if it were true, I would not go. I live here. But at last, she woke up in the middle of one warm night and said, yes, but now. She hurried through her forest, trying to look at nothing and smell nothing, trying not to feel the earth under her cloven hooves. I must go quickly, she thought, and maybe I won't have to go very far, but whether I find the others or not, I will come back very soon as I can. Under the moon, the road that ran from the edge of her forest gleamed like water. But when she stepped out onto it, away from the trees, she felt how hard it was and how long. She almost turned back then, but instead she took a deep breath of the woods air that still drifted to her and held it in her mouth like a flower as long as she could.